Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring day sort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I was a late bloomer, and hopefully I still have some blooming to do.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
That's the songwriter of the year.
And James Strebel.
I've seen things, okay? I've seen other men.
I've seen...
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Bring it on! Let's go! Well, he's going to ride out in a blaze of glory with DJ Wagner, Aaron Bradshaw, Uganda Kinsley.
Have him Kinsley, also. Dillingham.
Yeah, Dillingham, Shepard, Justin Edwards, Adu Thero. That's seven bangers right there, Andy! Damn, brother! That's seven bangers right there! And they're going to add more to that? Oh, no. Icing on the cake. You got Big O. I'm coming back. Ah! Just explosions everywhere. Yes.
Big O-ing. Streeble's here. What a weird flex he had yesterday, Jack. This will be the final season for Cal, and they'll be good. How about that? All right, we're in studio. The Liquor Barn Studios on this Friday. You know, it's a Football Friday.
Football Friday.
This is what we wait all summer for.
Football
two
Friday.
1-2 teams at Cardinal Stadium. Jeff Scott versus Scott Satterfield. And Kentucky and their pick-happy quarterback. How about that?
Yeah, little Northern Illinois.
Who doesn't want that? Who doesn't want Northern Illinois?
At 7 p.m. prime time.
Right, this is what you guys wanted.
That's right.
You wanted to get respect. You got respect now, big boy.
I just want to switch these two games. Next Saturday, 7. This Saturday, noon. It's a simple request, right?
The BBN whiny next week is going to be fantastic, Jack.
Oh, Monday through Friday.
I'm going to the Grove. Yeah, that's fine. Everyone acts like they're the ones
that
going to the Grove.
Yeah, there's
you're not.
15 of them.
So what's going on, fellas? We made it to Friday.
We did.
I heard Jack, in the hallway talk about he's going to Churchill Downs tomorrow.
Ooh, it's going to be beautiful weather all weekend.
Beautiful weather. What are you going to do? Nothing. You ain't going to do anything. You're going to be on that big deck tonight?
Tonight I will be.
Oh,
yes,
it's gonna
be perfect weather for it's perfect deck sitting
weather. Perfect deck setting weather.
I got that Louis Rabot cigar. I'm gonna fire that baby.
He keeps
up
sending
tonight.
You those cigars, doesn't
well,
he?
Well, it's one from like 2 weeks ago. I haven't smoked it yet. I've been saving it for a
gotcha.
Night like tonight. So yes, it's gonna be a great weekend.
Is the wife gone or something? Or are you?
No.
She's at home.
No, she's
well,
at
that's
home.
Too bad. All
yeah,
right,
it's
well.
Just you know she stays inside and watches her shows.
She doesn't come out on the big deck with
every
you.
Every once in a while, she'll come out and pop out. And see what I'm
but
doing.
But she doesn't want to do that. She wants
she
to stay inside in the warmth.
Not like tonight. Tonight will be too cold for her.
Gotcha.
She's a cold-blooded individual.
Texas says, play the sound right now of Diener this morning.
Okay.
Jack,
so,
what do we play it right now? I think we should play it. What?
If we want to.
What do you see on your phone?
Oh, no,
is that Ents?
No, it's not Ents.
Well, who is it?
It's my wife.
Okay, well, you picked up the phone and you looked worried for a second.
No. It's totally fine. No, it's nothing.
That sounds
everything's
fine.
Good. Yeah,
Jack, doesn't that sound fine?
Well, I get
that
nervous
mumbling,
every time you
that
ask
mumbling
me,
and
is
stumbling.
Is that your wife? Is it your wife? I'm like, yeah. She just
well, I mean,
me.
You looked at it. Your face made in an expression. You quit doing the radio show.
No, I'm listening.
And then you vetoed 100 times. So, yes, I have to ask that. When all of those things happen, what do you think
I'm not a good multi.
The Lexington Media? What's going on here?
The Lexington Media? Hold on a second. Hold up, Will.
I'm kidding.
We got other silence around here.
437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. Okay, so a number of things today. We'll get to Lee Sterling in the 4 o'clock hour. He was 5-0 on his picks last week with us.
Ooh.
So we'll talk with him coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. What else do we have? Rick Bozich will join us in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll give you our picks out. I'm going to split a little bit early. Mixtape at 5:30.
Yeah.
So we're locked and loaded today.
You got a big night ahead of you tonight.
I don't know. I'm gonna wander over to Louder Than Life, and
that's great, man. That's gonna be awesome.
I am supposed to have a super secret parking spot.
I heard you working this out
okay.
yesterday.
What's
your confidence level?
Not good. So if that doesn't happen, then I'm going to have to, we'll see.
I have nothing to do tonight.
A bunch of my buddies are out of town.
Yeah.
Streamer wants to be on the big deck. Okay. Yeah. My wife's working.
Yeah.
Jack's never heard of
Slipknot.
Of Mastodon before.
No, he's not.
And so here we are.
Right.
So I'm going to just go by myself.
Oh, you'll have a
Maybe
good
Shane
time.
And the dude will be there. I don't know.
He's on top of big radio.
Is he really?
The big iHeartRadio?
Well, that needs
radio.
To be me.
It does need to be
to
you.
I need to move him out
They'll
of the way.
Knock him off. Be like, I've got the booty shaking contest now, big guy. Get out of here.
Oh, man.
I'm the new Vanetti.
I think we just play the Diener sound.
I have no idea. I just
people have told you
like the sound of the year. It killed me. It's the best thing I've ever heard.
Well, I was gonna wait till 4 o'clock, but I mean, I think we play it every hour.
Okay.
Because if we don't do that, then I have to continue South Florida conversation. Then we have
to talk
about
Jeff
Kentucky
Scott?
And Northern Illinois.
No, Hammock.
I'm done. I'm done with Tommy Hammock. I'm done with Jeffrey Scott. I'm ready for the games. I'm thinking if I'm feeling good to be out there tomorrow. Patty Ice, Taylor Lynch, Blank's going to be out there.
Oh, you know Blank's going to be out there.
Little L's up. How about that,
Jack? It's a big weekend.
Jack would be sleep.
He will be. He'll be night-night Jack.
He'll be night-night Jack.
Night-night Jack.
I might be out there.
Look, you're doing...
John Salzman goes, what do you want? He goes, you want, what do you call it? Not a margarita. A mimosa?
A mimosa?
You're damn right I want a mimosa.
Yeah, give me a little champagne. Give me a little orange juice. Maybe I'm not a Bloody Mary guy. You a Bloody Mary guy?
I hate them.
I hate them too.
If the game's 14-10, I'll stay. If it's 27-3, we slide back home. We get into Indiana, Jack.
Yep.
We make our bets before the 3:30 games. We're good to go. That's what we do.
You're having my weekend in reverse. Last weekend, it was Friday night Louisville football for me. Saturday night concert.
I might go to the casino on Sunday. I might go to the casino on Sunday.
What has gotten into you?
I might go casino, rustic. Right to Louder Than Life. I might do that.
How about that?
How about Chili Peppers?
Jack?
I'll be dead
in
for the show on Monday.
You'll be in a rough spot.
Oof.
Very rough. You have a busy weekend.
Hopefully the teams stink. You'll give me something to scream about.
Exactly.
They look lukewarm. It won't do
Kentucky
anything.
Kentucky wins by 13 points and Louisville loses.
But let's play it. Let's just,
okay,
Jack,
let's
go. Let's play
Enough
it.
Enough beating
play.
Around the bush.
Diener has something called the brag line.
I've heard about the brag line.
Okay.
Right?
Brag at ESPNLouisville.com.
Okay.
And so, he jumped into the email box today, and he read the first one. And he sent this at some point, Jack, and he let it fester for days.
Okay.
And then he was paid off. And I would give this guy who emailed any prize pack that we had.
Anything.
So listen up. Listen up.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. Okay. We'll play this every hour.
Drew wanted to briefly brag of my son. I try not to do too much. He's in eighth grade, started his own pen business. He's been creating unique ones with different styles and colors and has been successfully selling them online and came up with a company name of Pen Island, as each one he makes is unique. I encourage everyone to check out his website at penisland.com.
Penisland.com?
You got a free live read out of it,
I'm
too.
I'm going to look at
brilliant.
It. I'm going to penisland.com right now.
There you go.
I love that.
To the brag line, hey, Drew and team, I wanted to give a shout-out to the Holden County boys.
Oh, boy. You stepped in it bad there.
I did.
We both did.
Oh, no.
Type in Penn Island on your...
No, but dump as much as you can here.
Really? Really, people?
I dumped as much as I can.
I know.
The disgust in Drew's face. Now, Jack, can we hear the back end? I just want the disgust in Drew's face. Right where Blank goes,
To the brag line, hey, Drew and team, I wanted to give a shout out to the Holden County boys.
Oh, boy. You stepped in it bad there.
I did.
Oh, no.
We both did.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Type in Penn Island on your...
No, but dump as much as you can here.
Really? Really, people?
I dumped as much as I can.
Pat.
I know.
I dumped as much as I can, brother.
Just the Diener, the Diener exasperation.
Somebody, he's trying to do something nice, a little brag line. You get Penn Island.
Man, the guy sold it. That's how you do sports talk
good.
Radio.
No, that's the
that's
best.
That's how you do it. If callers could give me that, we take calls all. That's what I'm talking about. Do you understand?
Yes.
That ain't Mike Roch.
No.
That's the good stuff.
That's next level.
That's next level.
Yeah, that person thought this out and had a hope of, okay, I could do this. He designs pins. It's great. He sells them online. Here it is.
By the way, Mitchell Hannigan texting us. He must be listening. Jack, you got anything for him? Did the Cardinals lose last night? Did they?
No, they came back.
They came back and won. 5-3.
5-4, yeah.
Well, they were down 2-0 in like the eighth or something.
Yep, and they ended a 31-inning scoreless streak.
Did they really?
Yep.
They'd gone scoreless for 31 straight innings.
And then they scored five runs in one.
Diener went Diener may have, but Blank went to Penn Island. He went to Penis Land.
Yes, he went to the website, Land.
You've been to that one.
No, I have not. No.
You think Blank cleared that search history?
Oh, absolutely.
You got to get rid of these darn cookies.
I didn't see this when I was scrolling through. I clicked on something by accident.
It was the Washington Post. Article.
It's an article about...
It was liberals.
Russia.
They did it again.
Yeah, the liberals.
Texas says, Diener, no.
That's great. I mean, Penn Island. that's better than Mike Crosser.
Texas says, have you guys heard that Entz wants Team USA Soccer to lose? We'll get to it. Don't worry.
He does?
He's actively rooting against the Americans. We'll get...
Typical lib. Typical.
Just leave.
Just leave. Love it or leave it.
Just leave.
You can go to Italy and live there if that's where you want to do.
Texas says Blank and Pat may have stole the sound from Diener. No, Pat did not.
Pat didn't.
Diener's exasperation that he did something well. He went to the brag
line.
He was heartfelt.
Yes.
Hey, a 9-year-old kid has created a pen business.
Yeah, and selling them online.
He's selling them online.
It's doing very well.
It's doing
something
well.
Else,
yeah.
But I was like,
it's
considering the material, I moved away from that, what I was going to say. But doing well, he's successful, and then boom.
Texas says it makes a great, the damn music in the background.
You're right. The sweet, wholesome music.
Sweet, wholesome elevator. I don't know what that is.
It's like, I'm going to go there right now.
That's what Mitch Barnhart wakes up to. Whatever music that was in the background.
Elevator music.
That's what's in Mitch Barnhart's car when he drives to work and thinks about how much he loves Mark Stoops. And how
much
very
he
little
hates
he, yeah,
Cal.
He likes John
the
Calipari.
The man that goes to church every day. He doesn't like him.
Oh, please. I mean, come on.
I thought Mitch was like a religious man.
On.
He's Amish.
Cal in his mask. Come on. It's a little bit much every day.
Yeah.
Come on.
He loves the Lord, Andy.
Come on. You know it's a little bit much.
He has Oscar Sheboy on the team.
You know it's a little bit much.
I'm not going to say anything. I know.
I mean, come on. You know it's a little bit much.
My wife's grandfather goes to church every day.
Does he really?
He does. Every single day. Yes.
Really?
Yes, he goes
so
every day.
So he does
day.
That in Chicago?
He does, yes. Well, actually, he lives in Florida now.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, he's like, no, it's too cold. He's out by Marco Island. He's where it's super warm,
oh,
South Florida.
Man.
He's having a good time.
Goodness. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. So we have sound today. Don't worry. We have sound. We'll get to that one as we go today. John Hale said something that I want to get to in just a second. Okay, so I have a Louisville thing and I have a Kentucky thing. The Louisville item. Is this.
Mm-hmm.
If you remember going back, and I got thinking about this, and we talked about this, but so much of the time, you know, this show remembers the preseason fodder, mostly where everybody around here, including ourselves, is wrong.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah, except for Strieble, who has been on a heater lately.
I don't know why or how.
Well, and we'll dive into
because
some DJ Wagner
broken
stuff.
Good for Kentucky, that's why.
Oh, what's going on with DJ Wagner?
Blank today, for the first time, was like, I don't think he's coming to
Louisville.
Louisville Live.
I am on a heater.
And he said it, and like, it just, like, the segment was just like, then over. And like, Diener's like, do a read.
Drop like a lead balloon.
Like, boom, done. Dead fish, done.
Yeah.
Segment's over.
Do a read.
We're trying to do Cards Radio. What are you doing?
Yeah, tell us about Carlin Roofing.
I mean, you gotta pivot.
Exactly.
By the way, they put the roof on my home. We're still dry, which is good.
You are.
But if you remember, you could get Louisville over under 5.5
Yes.
And the money, but the money, so it was minus 165 if you took the over. So you were going to have to bet a lot of money.
Yeah.
And if that moved up, you know how odd, I'm not going to explain how odds work. But around here, or I should say nationally, they were a six-win team.
Yes.
And if you remember, before we got to late July, and before we got to the month of August, I mean, I think a lot of people were like, this is a bowl team.
Yeah.
Try to get to seven wins. I mean, it was,
sure.
It was try to get to seven wins.
Right. That was the analysis.
And then the PR machine and, I mean, listen, for whatever they're worth, they're good pitchmen.
They're very good.
And
yes.
Got everybody believing, you know, 8, 9. I mean, these things that we didn't talk about, these things that we never thought were actually really going to be talked about started to become the norm, started to be like, well, of course they're going to win like 8 games.
Right.
They have Malik. They have this. They have that.
Revamped defense. T. Huddy. Montgomery back.
Yeah. And so.
And Yasir Abdullah.
And even if people don't want to admit it, the recruiting for next year affected you.
100%.
It absolutely did, which I can, again, understand. But it affected you. Kentucky basketball's been through that.
Multiple times.
Affected you. And there was a lot before we got to late July and before we got to August. There was a lot of get to a bowl game, and there was a lot of understanding that this team is around 6 wins.
Yeah, that was the narrative for a long time.
And then it flipped. And the reason I bring all this up is, to a certain extent, this team is doing what a lot of people thought they were going to do.
In June.
And a lot of people admitted what the team was.
Yeah.
But once you get into a season, you can't help but be hopeful.
Well, that,
I mean, Jack's lived that in Indiana basketball for how long?
A long time.
He's doing it right now.
IU basketball. I'm doing it right now with the New York Giants.
2-0?
Yeah, now you're feeling 2-0. Good. It's like you could be 3-0. Yeah, it's like, okay, maybe there's a team here. I want to be clear. There's not. I'm betting the Cowboys Monday night. But just in case, that's an unbuckle, Jack.
Just like how I'm betting Cincinnati football tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
They're the Jets, right?
No, against IU.
No.
Oh, I thought you meant the Bengals.
The Bengals are playing the Jets.
Okay.
Yes, so I would bet the Bengals also.
I pay attention to NFL.
Look at that.
I watched NFL last night, yeah.
Where'd you watch it on? You don't have that on your TV?
No, I got Amazon Prime. I got a Fire Stick.
Does it really? Your TV's able to run that?
It's got a Fire Stick. I got a Fire Stick.
By the way,
RGB,
they're bringing in the new TV on like Thursday, Jack.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like Thursday, I'm getting all the setups.
Oh man.
Boom, big 65-incher right
on
the wall.
I won't be able to see it till the following week because we're doing remotes two days in a row, Thursday and Friday.
That's right. We'll be at the Winter Circle next Thursday and next Friday.
Cox
will be at the Fern Creek, I think Evergreen location.
Evergreen. Not Cox's, Evergreen. Yeah, Fern Creek, Evergreen.
Yesterday, I said there's a lot of BBN out there, and they're like, oh, that's Louisville land.
No,
there's
okay.
There's a lot of flat bills.
A lot of cards.
There's a lot of, what do you call it?
What's lime beards.
There's lime beards, yeah.
Crown Royal.
Whatever happened to us talking about the lime beard? That kind of went
away. I
think it
got played out, man.
Did that guy... I mean, Strebel, since when do you have any monitor of things being played out? Your entire repertoire is played out.
It really is.
That's, you're doing L's down with pictures with your family.
Well,
that's still played out.
Yeah, that's well,
is
that's
it funny?
Still pertinent.
Yes.
But I think the perception of Louisville fans has changed for I don't know how or why or when it happened, but I think Louisville fans are kind of now seen as like a little uppity.
What happened?
Like kind of snobbish.
What happened to the lime beard?
I don't know.
I need to find out.
Yeah, remember they had,
I miss it.
They had the poles in the parking lot?
Me and Locke did the, yeah.
Yeah, for tailgating. It was awesome.
Quit doing that with your hand.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. He was rubbing the pole.
No, I was giving.
I don't do it again. I
that's all I was doing.
I haven't even read the rest of this text. The first few words: Indiana basketball is brutal.
Thank you. Signed, Louisville fan.
No,
I'm reading that one. The fake Russian name that's going to try to get me.
Louisville fan, because the only thing Kentucky people care about IU is the watch shot.
Right. That's it. You're exactly right. Yes. Kentucky person be like, IU basketball hadn't been bleached since the watch shot. That's when you know it's a Kentucky fan.
Texter says, KSR said today that U of L is about to lose a commitment to Texas. Let the floodgates open. I mean, that gentleman only getting his news from KSR. It makes me happy. I appreciate him listening.
Yeah, thank you.
I assume they did say that. That's something we're going to talk about at 4:15 or so. Is that okay?
Yes, I can't wait to talk about this story because
I'm sure you can.
There's so many avenues that we can go down here.
So the Louisville thing, you knew you were going to be kind of mid, sure. And you might be kind of mid, and you wanted to believe that you could be kind of mid, but be good enough and feel good about yourself, and you could lose close games because you were in games, and that's what you told yourself last offseason, and maybe you beat Kentucky or you beat NC State or something, probably not Kentucky, and you move on, maybe you win a bowl game, you're 6-6, you win a bowl game, and there is something for that recruiting class, and that's the very positive. And then you get into a season and you lose close games, and you can still obviously win 6-7 games. They're not going to win 7, right. and so that was one Louisville thing. The other thing, and can we hear from John Hale real quick, and I may tell you when to stop this at some point, and I'll retext 437-9680. It's something we talked about even going back to Monday and yesterday. I mean, didn't Stoops do like a 2-3 minute press conference? I mean, I'm not sure Kentucky posted it.
2 minutes and 19 seconds.
I mean,
Stoops, they did not.
Stoops, Scangarello.
I found
Stoops
it from Jeff Drummond.
Yeah,
said
Stoops
nothing.
On Monday.
Yeah.
I mean, Stoops is putting out there this, I ain't happy with the offense. And I personally think some of it's true. And I think the other part of it is they have had their ass kissed.
For a long time now.
Kentucky football for like four, what? 5 weeks?
5 weeks.
Six weeks? I mean, before the season, preseason polls, first three games, Florida, 2 DJ'd parties for Mark Stoops,
right.
The Youngstown game stuff. It has been.
Just nothing but good feelings.
Good feelings, and I think he's saying we're winning games, but we're not playing right. So here's John Hale. Do you think they'll click? Go ahead.
I feel like tomorrow's the game where they start to put it all together. I think the way the schedule played out with Youngstown last week and Northern Illinois this week worked out in their favor, because we could probably all see that there might be a little bit of a letdown after that Florida win, and for the offense at least, that certainly happened against Youngstown. And playing an FCS team, it just didn't matter if they were going to go through the motions, and they were still going to win comfortably. Northern Illinois is good enough to give them at least a challenge if they're not playing to their full potential. So I think last week was a little bit of a wake-up call. Now you come out and you have another week to put things together. We know the defense is good, so the offense has to kind of catch up. I do think with the offensive line in particular, I have questions about the change in the offensive scheme and their blocking directions and the way they're doing that now with the wide zone, if that's just an adjustment we're going to see all year. But the message we keep hearing from the coaches is, maybe more than anything, it's just a continuity problem. Three of their starters were hurt throughout camp, so they didn't get a lot of time to practice together. And then in the first 3 games, they've started a different 5 every game. Mm. Theoretically, all 5 will be back this weekend for the second time.
That's good enough. But, okay. I mean, his thing is it going to click?
Right.
Offensive line's now been together. They've got to shuffle some guys in and out. Mark Stoops has got to change who he wanted to be his starters. Mm-hmm. I mean, we know C-Rod's coming back, but, I mean, C-Rod's not going to take him from the back end. I mean, literally, the back end of college football.
Sure.
I mean, he is going to help that, but I don't think he's going to take it from last to first. I mean,
I think there's probably
a happy medium. He wants that to be better, and I think Mark Stoops this week has been different around Kentucky football, almost as if they came off some sort of a loss, at least offensively,
that's the
last Saturday.
Around him, at least.
And so, if it clicks, I mean, here's what I feel. If it clicks and they run all over Northern Illinois and you finally had that confidence that you had in the second half of the Florida game a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
I think we know the excitement. Kentucky fans will expect to beat Ole Miss, and they will go into there much like you went into Florida.
Yeah.
That's the confidence. I expect you to feel like that, okay?
Sure, yeah.
And
if it doesn't work, though, if it doesn't click, you're going to win the game. I mean, Will Levis is going to put up over 315, 20 yards.
Have two,
he's
three touchdowns.
Have a two, three touchdowns. Like, we already know that.
Yeah.
Let's say he has two touchdowns and two picks. He's got a fumble out there.
Right.
Someone else has a fumble out there, and it's just kind of another, you know, you have five, you know, six penalties or whatever.
Sloppy game.
And it's just kind of a sloppy game. You win by 20, 21, and you move on. You're 4-0. Then what?
Yeah.
Then is it just, well, C-Rod's back. That's going to cure everything. Is it worry for the first time going into the Ole Miss game? I mean, would it be worried that it's not going to click?
Mm-hmm.
Like, your team is going to have to be Will Levis throwing the ball 40 times, and you're going to get something from the run game.
But you don't know how much.
But it's not going... I mean, it's going to be like... I mean, come on. He used to only run. You might only pass.
Right. That's the flip.
To a certain extent this season. And so, I don't know what Saturday tells us. It can be dismissed of, well, it's Northern Illinois. You should run for 192 yards. It might be, well, it's Northern Illinois. Who cares? They went through the motions. I that's not the way Stoops is playing it. I like the way, quite frankly, that I think that he's playing it.
I'm with you.
I don't know what the narratives are going to be after this game.
No, I'm with you. He's downplaying this team and their performances more than I can remember. Like, normally Stoops is like, hey, you know, look at this game. He's very good at, when there's mistakes, of pointing out, oh, what about this? This was good. I mean, it wasn't as bad as it looked. Like the first game with the offensive line, one of the things he said was, well, you know, it's not as bad as you think it was, but it's not as good. He's usually pretty decent at building the team's confidence, but he's been the exact opposite. I mean, he's like, I don't like the way Scangarello's calling plays. I don't like this run zone. I don't like the way the offensive line's blocking. I mean, he's putting forth a gauntlet. He's like, this is how I want you to run the offense. And he didn't do that at all last year with Liam Cohen. He kind of let Liam Cohen do his thing, and he stayed back. He didn't really comment on it, but he's really... It's like a boss move on Stoops' part. Like, I'm the boss. This is how I want things run in my program type feel to it. I don't know if it's because... He's trying to temper, like, bring the team back to earth a little bit.
It's because he sees what's obvious.
No, he knows that, you know,
sees what's obvious. You're going to lose some of these games here unless you can run the football.
No, and he's right
about
that.
The games that you really want to win.
Yeah.
The games that you really, really want to win.
Ole Miss, Mississippi State. I mean, Tennessee.
Georgia.
Well, you really want to win that game. I know what you're saying.
Going to Georgia and run for 2 yards a carry.
Last year
you could run the ball down the field and you couldn't, C-Rod couldn't get out of the backfield.
Right. And then that was like, yeah, that was the anomaly.
Kentucky scored that game, by the way.
Oh, I know that. I'm not in any...
It's going to be last year they covered whatever the spread was.
They did, yes.
Because of the touchdown at the end. We all remember
the 12-minute drive.
Yeah. No, it's
I love Georgia this year.
The defining drive of the Mark Stoops era.
They're a one-dimensional team. They're going to make him even more one-dimensional.
Yeah.
And that poor offensive line.
It's going to
get smoked.
Yeah. I'm under no illusions.
But again, I
of what's going to happen with Georgia.
I don't look at Kentucky for Georgia. I look at Kentucky against Ole Miss,
Mississippi State.
Tennessee.
Yeah, South Carolina, yeah, Florida, yeah. Those teams.
Not,
no, I'm
not
with
South
you.
Carolina.
No, well, that's true. Yeah, same deal. Spencer Rattler keeps... he keeps dipping. He's terrible, man.
He had
like his first two games, he looked pretty good. Like,
he's
wow.
pretty bad.
And then the last two games, he's been like just dropped off like terribly. It's been really, really bad.
437-9680 UPS jobs text line. Texas says, perched upon my seat in section 206, I see young Jack Grossman descending the stairs to his seat. Ethan Grossman in an Alabama shirt close behind as not to get lost in his bewildered haze. Jack needs to get new clothes.
Oh.
That's all. No, he does.
Yeah, I do.
He lost 90 pounds.
No, that red shirt he had on
was 85
last Friday,
pounds.
It was just like hanging off his body.
Have Marcy take you to the outlets.
Yeah, go to some outlets.
That's what we did in April. None of those clothes fit.
Okay, in fact, Diener.
That's great.
Diener, yeah. we need to go out. And we need to do a remote out there.
We need a Vitality shopping spree.
Well, there's a shopping spree.
You need a Vitality
little
shopping.
Little Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yeah, maybe a little Hollister.
How about that?
Yeah. Jack? Not American Eagle or Aeropost style. You need the nice stuff.
You have American Eagle cargo shorts in your house right now. You do.
I used to.
I say you still do.
I do not.
You threw them away.
I promise you I don't. I do have American Eagle jeans. Yeah.
Go ahead, Jack. What do you want to
say? I can tell you that Texter's not lying for three reasons. Number one, the shirt I was wearing was too huge. Number two, Ethan was, of course, on brand wearing an Alabama shirt.
Oh, he's
shirt.
Just pretentious.
Yes, he's pretentious.
He's pretentious.
Roll Tide, man.
Yeah. What a, that is such a...
And number three, the section we ended up sitting in was 106. It was right below
206. So this Texter was watching Jack
so this Texter is absolutely on it. So that's he probably awesome. Saw Nikki V then, too, because he came and sat with us in the second half.
They didn't want to talk about Nikki V. That bum.
He's a bum.
That bird bum.
He's a bum. Well, tell the people, since we're here, about Vitality.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Yes, Vitality Health. Vitality Health, weight loss and wellness. I went from being a hopeless sap that never had any faith that I would actually lose weight to now down 85 pounds over the course of two rounds on Vitality. Safe, effective weight loss tailored to your needs. I discovered that, hey, I can actually eat healthy. And wow, this actually works. I can eat oranges, strawberries, vegetables, lettuce, salads, all these things that I never had before that I eat now with Vitality. I lost 85 pounds, 18 in the first week, 25% off my body fat. And if you need to lose weight, whether it be a lot of weight like I needed to and still need to lose more, or if you're just trying to lose 10 to 20 pounds, Vitality can absolutely help you out on that as well. All you need to do is go to vitalityweight.com, click on the Jack Grossman special. That's your initial assessment, just a little 15-minute hand scan that will give you a list of personalized foods and supplements that is perfect for what you need and what your body's deficient in to kickstart that metabolism. Again, that's vitalityweight.com. Jack Grossman special for $27 instead of $199.
There you go.
VitalityWeight.com. Again, VitalityWeight.com. And tell them that ESPN Louisville sent you.
There you go.
There you go,
so there
Jack.
You go, little Jack Grossman. You like that,
telling
don't
you? About
feeling
some
good.
Vitality.
Yeah.
Feeling good. Looking good.
Texas says, I ran into Strebel before he was big rig back in the days at the Electric Cowboy on Dixie. He rocked a line beard. He had a flat bill and was drinking Crown Royal straight.
I'd love to see Strebel with a line beard.
None of that is true. I've never had a flat bill.
We'll do
bill
the
hat.
Line beard challenge. If Louisville wins, you do a line beard.
If Louisville wins what?
If the game, the Governor's Cup.
Okay.
Not the games this weekend.
I like it against
South
Florida.
We got to find out what like Blank's got to do. And you know the guys around
that.
Here won't do anything.
I'll do a line beard if Louisville beats Kentucky.
Okay. Done.
I'll do that. That's easy for me. I might roll in here
Monday and just a line beard.
That'd be awesome.
You should go to Louder Than Life with a line beard.
Go tonight before you go shave. Go to Louder
and just
than
leave
life.
The hair in the sink.
Yeah. Nick, clean that up. Nick.
He'll pee on it so it goes down the drain.
You know you're just going to turn the faucet on.
Somehow I have to do a DraftKings read next. Let's take a break. It's a football Friday.
It is.
Looking for work? Better pay? Better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texter says they enjoyed watching you as much as the concert means they hated watching you.
And James Strebel.
Hey, I was in the suite, you bums. You
there
weren't in the suite.
There it is.
I was eating free chicken tenders and sliders and egg rolls and drinking beer. What were you doing at home on the couch?
Roll.
Sad. How about that? I was in the suite. Ooh. Not you. Ha!
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Ball with the ball, the bang, the dang, the
All right, Lee Sterling going to join us coming up here probably in about 45 minutes or so. Mixtape in the 5 o'clock hour. Busy today. Rick Bozich will join us as well. Couple different reminders. Let's see. What do I want to get to first here? What time are you and Ants on tomorrow? 10
About
o'clock.
10 o'clock.
About 10 o'clock
yeah.
or so. Kentucky Fish and Wildlife post-game show. You can see the fellas there. Hear the fellas there. You'll hear from Mark Stoops. You would imagine after a win, 4-0 going to Ole Miss. So catch that. Also a reminder, tonight, pregame coverage, Lou City and Memphis. 901 FC coming up at 7:45 right here on ESPN 680, 105.7 and the ESPN Louisville app. Now, I don't know how vocal he's been, but I have received a couple different people have reached out to me
okay.
that Jason Entz is rooting against Team USA Soccer.
That's unfortunate.
In the upcoming World Cup,
so,
which I guess the World Cup's in like November, I guess, this
yeah,
year because of
the heat.
Because of corruption and the heat. I
yeah,
guess
well,
that's what's going on.
Corruption probably number one, but
yeah.
the heat number two.
And the heat number two.
You don't want to
How
play
that
in June or whenever they normally have it.
How about that?
Yeah, so why?
He's rooting against him.
He needs to.
It's like Steve Kragthorpe. He wants him to lose.
Now, why? Does he want to
I don't know.
Fire the manager? Is it one of these things like they're so bad we have to fire the manager for the 500th time and get the new savior of USA team soccer and then he's a bum too? It's not the manager. It's not the manager.
It's you, Ents.
Nobody cares about soccer in America. That's why. They want to play football. They want to play basketball. They want to play baseball. They don't want to play soccer. Our best athletes don't play the sport. So that's why we are never going to win a World Cup. It's easy. It's easy. LeBron James doesn't want to play soccer.
Doesn't your daughter play soccer?
On occasion. But I'm just saying that's why we don't win the World Cup.
Said she liked it. It was good
she
at
does,
it.
She does. She is good at it. She okay. does like it. But she likes softball. That's her main sport.
Why? She should
play
soccer.
Because she's good at it.
She should play soccer.
Well, she's good at volleyball, too.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, well, we've already talked about that.
Well,
yeah.
A lot of the best women play soccer. So
yeah.
That's why
well,
they
that's
really
true. In America, yes. Women's soccer is the exact opposite of that.
Yes.
Yes, but we're talking men's World Cup.
Texas says, can someone address the rumor that Fred Cowgill climbed on top of Trinity and hung the property of St. X banner? Today, you'll love this.
That happened today?
So that did happen.
Oh, damn.
I got to watch out what I say. There was some sort of a sheet. A white bed sheet, oh, perhaps.
Okay.
It was at Trinity, and it hung over the size of property of St. X.
Oh, wow.
Catholic high school shenanigans.
It is Catholic high school shenanigans.
And Diener was talking about it, and I know he looked at the text line. He may have blocked someone. Ents, look on there.
See,
because people were like, we don't care about Trinity and St. X.
Oh, no. Oh,
and he goes, I know people don't care, but too bad.
I'm talking about this.
Yeah.
Now, is Diener going to be out of Cardinal Stadium tonight?
No, he's out of town.
Oh, he's out of town?
I think so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't know where he's
okay.
at.
Okay, so Diener's not going to be at the big game tonight.
He might be. I don't know.
Are you going to be out?
I don't know.
Are you going to pop over, do a little,
no.
do a little high school football?
The last thing I want to do is Trinity and St. X.
You going to go sit with Vanetti?
How many Bama bangs will be in attendance tonight?
A lot.
It feels early in the season for that, doesn't it?
I don't care.
What? Bama bangs?
No,
well, it's never too early.
Yeah.
For what?
Too early? I don't know. Trinity St.
For this game?
I feel like that was usually something that they played later in the season.
Yeah, I feel like you need a
usually
sweatshirt.
Usually it's in October.
I feel like you need a sweatshirt when you go there. I'm kind of with you.
You'll need one tonight.
Yeah, which is a problem for me. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going out like this.
Do you want? I have an extra sweatshirt in the car.
What
you
is
want
it?
One?
Is it UK?
No, it's Nike.
What is it? Nike?
It's a quarter zip.
No, I got something. I have a long sleeve shirt.
Okay,
I'll
good.
Be fine.
All right, good,
and
good.
I'm a man. And there's alcohol.
A friend of mine was once arrested at the St. X Trinity game.
Doing what?
Just, you know, shenanigans.
Having fun.
You know.
Yeah, shenanigans, having fun.
Click, click, boom, coming down on the text line.
Saliva.
Thank you for all of it. Thank you for, yes, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I forgot it was saliva.
Yeah.
Also, a big thank you to George and company at Bear Nose by the Bridge, hooking us up today at the ESPN Louisville Studios. They got you covered for the games tonight, obviously. After party for Trinity, St. X.
Yeah, if you want a
whatever
pie.
It may be. There you get a little pie over there. Bear Nose, you know, they got you covered, celebrating 45 years of Louisville-style pizza. So Bear knows it's that good. So we appreciate them hanging out with us. Trying to decide here if I want to get into it's 3:45. What
right.
do we want to do here? 4379680. I'm reading some of these texts. The DJ Wagner, just quickly.
Yes, okay. So Blankenbaker, what happened?
Well, he admitted that he didn't think he was going to be at Louisville Live.
Which I said yesterday.
By the way, Ant says up to 15 blocked.
15? Whoa!
We also have Kyle Tucker and Locke battling on Twitter.
Okay. Stop everything. Okay. What are they battling
Heavy
about?
Heavy hitters.
I mean, they got to be battling over what?
Kentucky football?
It's got to be Calipari.
No.
I don't know. It's not Calipari
and it's not Stoops.
So Tucker quote tweeted a CBS thing of someone hyping up Anthony Richardson. Goes, last seven games for Richardson, 9 interceptions and as many tackles, 4 as touchdown passes. There can't be a less productive quarterback with more positive chatter. And then Locke replies, goes, you're spot on, it's absurd. And then he goes, don't forget the media goofballs who praise Richardson are the same ones hyping up Levis. If they're wrong about AR, don't you have to be at least a little concerned about their judgment of Levis with a
WL?
WL with that little, the emoji rubbing his chin going,
And then Tucker shoots back. Liam Cohen is an NFL coordinator, and privately he was terrified Levis would leave after last season. He and the current OC, also from the NFL, believes Levis is a legit pro talent. Levis also has an actual body of work, and our excellent draft guy,
Brugler
likes Levis.
Dane Brugler, yes.
Yes, and so does Mel Kiper. I'm going to throw that in there.
Mel Kiper? Yeah, but he's been wrong. How many times has he been wrong? I mean, come on, let's be honest.
Let's be honest for a second. Just to inject myself into the conversation.
You want to inject yourself into the conversation?
Yeah,
You're going to get into an internet war tonight, aren't you?
I don't know.
You're going to get into something tonight, aren't you?
I've been waiting for a night like this for a while.
It's the perfect weather. I mean, it's so true. I love how Locke always has something to say about Kentucky, and literally Scott Satterfield lost that game to Florida. Nothing.
Nothing. Not a peep.
He had one Syracuse tweet. I mean, just nothing. But it's not even if he did tweet. It's that with Kentucky, he responds and he has a conversation.
Yes.
He injects himself into the conversation.
Yeah, like Kyle Tucker wasn't doing anything.
He yearns
and
wants
to. You said a lot there, Streamel.
Huh?
You said a lot in that tweet.
What did he say?
Levis top five. Lock.
That's all I needed to say. That'll get him going. That's all I need.
Levis. I mean, come on. I mean, not Will Levis.
Mel Kiper.
I mean, Mel Kiper, come on.
He's the guru, Andy. Who's on draft night with that hair?
He's something. He's okay.
It's Mel Kiper, baby.
We talked about it yesterday.
I know.
Oh, I know. But he wants to be back on radio.
Yes.
For that, to hate on Kentucky.
Yeah, the only reason.
Nothing Louisville. Louisville is 1-2.
Yep.
Nothing.
Scott Satterfield's
failing.
They're way
more interesting right now than Kentucky. Kentucky's boring right now.
Yeah.
That's why Mark Stoops is pulling the stunt that he is.
Yeah, no, he's trying to get the team fired up and to back off. But no, you're exactly right. Lachlan McClain, his lifeblood, the way he got to be Locke was to come on these airwaves and just bash Kentucky every chance he got. His only venue right now is Twitter. And here's the thing, Andy, he can't be too nasty.
No.
He wants to be.
He's got to put a question mark with a scrunchy face emoji. The thinking man emoji.
Yeah, he can't go full lock. He's very, very handcuffed, as you would say. And that makes it even better. Because he's seething right now. He's
right.
Not happy.
Right.
He wants to unleash, and he can't do it.
All he can do is ask a douchey question to Kyle Tucker.
Yeah, they were praising Anthony Richardson.
Shocked that wasn't about Calipari, though.
Well, I mean, Kyle Tucker...
Tucker would have went to the mat with him there.
Oh, he would have unleashed on Locke.
By the way, you guys happen to see the story that, I guess, people wanted Herm Edwards gone so bad...
I did see this.
...that they leaked, cheating information to get him out of there with cause?
It's crazy.
How about that?
Not only that, I mean, they fired the man at halftime. I don't know if that ever happened.
No, they said... It looked like he may have got fired right after the game.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's the case.
They had the footage of the AD.
I think they said, hey, let's meet tomorrow morning type thing.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't like you get your papers right now and
yeah.
You're gone.
People were ratting on him, though. How about that?
They were ratting on him. Was he that bad? I can't imagine Herm Edwards being that bad.
He didn't know the
bad.
Rules.
Well,
he didn't care about
that's
the rules.
Well,
they were breaking rules.
They were. They broke lots of rules during COVID. By the way, so
Herm Edwards should just stayed.
In the NFL or on TV?
No, on TV.
No,
he
you're right.
Great on television. He was respected. Instead, he went to Arizona State. He never learned the rules. He ignored the rules, and he got his bleep kicked.
And now he's a joke.
Yes.
So can you put him back on TV? Because now he's not respected like he was.
Listen, there's a lot of, I mean, let's be honest. Mike Tannenbaum's on TV, and he's a terrible GM.
They put Urban Meyer back on TV.
Okay. Well. Yeah, but Urban Meyer's a winner.
He's won championships.
Urban Meyer didn't do anything but fail one year in the NFL, and he had a blonde sit on his lap.
That's all he
what
did.
What are you doing, man?
Game in Nebraska.
I still follow her.
A little bit more than just sitting on his lap.
Every weekend she is at, Jack.
Nashville?
Like a big country concert
or
something.
Yeah, she's living a great life.
It's a great life.
Yeah. What does she, is she just an influencer? Is that just all she does?
I don't know. She might have a job. I don't know.
Okay, whatever it is, it's a good
job.
She's
in marketing.
She's in marketing.
Maybe Urban gave her some money.
She's in marketing.
Or she's got a job
I don't
for
know.
Urban. If it was just a lap sit, it'd be different.
Come on. I'm sure you've been out. Yeah, a little lap sit's fine.
Yeah, a little lap sit's fine. It's just what happened after.
I think I mean this. If Louisville fires Scott Satterfield, I think we lead the charge for Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
Only to make Ennis angry.
Yes.
Or especially to make Ennis angry.
He'd be very mad. The only thing worse would be Schiano. That'd be the only one
Schiano's
worse.
Schiano's at Rutgers. He's got a job.
No, I agree. But I'm just saying, in the Mengus hierarchy.
Gotcha.
Probably
right.
Schiano would be number one.
But Bobby 3.0.
I think
he'd rather have that than Schiano.
I think we lead the Urban Meyer train here.
I'll be on it. I want just Urban the city.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want that.
The downside is, like, I would be they're playing be up really like it's good, but they'd be good.
The downside
they would
is
be good.
They'd have dudes making tackles.
Yeah. Instead of whipping.
Yeah, they wouldn't just have one quarterback for 9 years on the roster.
Yeah, and he'd be smart enough to not run pass yardage or pass plays to the short side of the field, 2 yard passes. Like, he'd be smarter than
Texas
that.
Texas says, hey, MAGA James, Kuiper also has Richardson at number 15. Texas says, Locke is a mosquito clean to Kyle Tucker's under...
Okay. What's he clinging to? His pant leg.
Oh, man. What? Texas says if Satterfield gets fired and you all lead the Urban charge, I believe the sponsor should be the Rustic Frog. No, he's
classier than that.
Texas says Strebel really doesn't mean a little lap sit is fine. That's a massive lie.
A what?
Lap sit.
What? Not for me.
Oh.
But for Urban.
Well, I thought that's what you meant.
No, not for me. I'm not. No, no one's sitting on my lap. Get out of here.
He's winking, Jack.
No, just for Urban. You know. He's like a grandpa. He'll sit on his lap.
Get Jack Grossman a little lap sit. Right?
He needs a lap sit.
A little lap sit.
He's on a bar stool.
At the Millionaire's Row at
Churchill Downs tomorrow. That's
about
right.
That's where you'll be.
Yeah.
Wearing Vineyard Vines. It'll be three sizes too big.
After that.
Because you bought it in April.
Yeah. Pop over the bridge. Go to the Beer Nose. Get in New Albany. Get on the deck. You'll have a great time, Jack. It'll be a great Saturday. Yeah.
It's going to be a great Saturday.
Yeah. Then you might get a little lap sit over there.
Texas says, kudos to the Arizona State fan base. I wish the Louisville fan base felt with enough passion to do this to Sat.
I think all the passion's gone.
Well, we got to talk about this next hour. I mean, like, DeAndre Moore, what's going on with Louisville recruiting now
has
got even, like, to me, it's the next chapter, and it's even more interesting. So
absolutely.
We'll do that next. 437-9680, quick break, 4 o'clock hour. It's coming up next. Lee Sterling at 420, Bozich at 5, Mixtape 530, loaded on this Football Friday.